Practicing an Outward Orientation by Reverend Kim D. Wilson, former coordinator for the Unitarian Universalist Association Clearinghouse. A few years ago, I attended a weekend workshop called Planning for Growth and Vitality for Small Congregations. I came away inspired and bubbling with ideas and information. The workshop affirmed what I had heard before, that the most effective way to bring new members into a congregation is for us to invite our friends and acquaintances. But here's something I did not know. According to a survey, Unitarian Universalists invite someone to come to church, on average, every 27 years. I think we can do a little better than that. But if inviting people were the only thing we needed to know about growing our congregations, it would have been a very short workshop. Obviously, there's more to it. After that weekend, I came to the conclusion that we need to think beyond increasing the membership roles and focus more on developing what the workshop leaders called an outward orientation. Now, an outward orientation doesn't mean you're secretly trying to get people to join your congregation. It simply means you're open and enthusiastic about your Unitarian Universalism. Here's a list of some of the ways we can practice an open orientation. How many of these things are you already doing? Which ones might you be willing to try? Bring someone to a Sunday service. Talk with someone you don't know during coffee hour. Wear your name tag at every Sunday service. Tell a return guest that you're glad they came back. Intentionally sit beside a newcomer at a Sunday service. Put a UU decal on the window of your car or home. Wear UU jewelry and clothing. Use a UU coffee mug at work. Practice your response to the question, "What is Unitarian Universalism?" Write an article for a local newspaper about a church project you're involved in. Host a party and invite both members and non-members. Participate in a community event that reflects UU principles. Link your favorite social justice cause to your congregation. Talk to non-members about your congregation. Tell a non-member about an adult program. Invite a non-member to a small group, adult program, or social event within your congregation. Pick up a copy of a UU sermon you liked and give it to a non-member. Display our 7 principles at home or work. Carry 7 principles cards and give them to people when they ask about Unitarian Universalism. Promote your congregation's rental space to individuals and groups you know. Visit other UU congregations. Give a non-member a copy of the UU World or other Unitarian Universalist publication. Attend a UU service when you're on vacation. Attend a district meeting. Attend the Unitarian Universalist Association's General Assembly. If you are on a listserv or email group, send a post mentioning an upcoming sermon or event at your congregation that would be of interest to other subscribers. Let non-members know about the wonderful religious education programs you have for children and adults. Tell someone about a provocative thought you heard at church. Unitarian Universalism has such an important message to offer the world today. Let's give others the opportunity to hear it. Reverend Kim D. Wilson, former coordinator for the Unitarian Universalist Association Clearinghouse.